Well, a lot of people have had their say on the Auditor General's report that was handed down yesterday into the Revitalising Newcastle program. Interesting. Some of the findings of the Auditor General's report are that millions of dollars of public funds were spent on the Newcastle Light Rail Line without a business case and without consulting the community. We did speak with Member for Newcastle Labor's Tim Crackenthorpe, and he did say that he was pleased that his assertions over a number of years now have been confirmed by this report. With, I dare say, an alternative perspective on the Auditor General's report, joining us now is the Parliamentary Secretary for the Hunter, Scott McDonald. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Richard and Tim.
Morning, Scott. Okay, good. Straight to the point then. Why was there no business case or preliminary planning done before the announcement of what was going to happen here in Newcastle?
I'd make the point that we'd spent years and years and years debating this. We had decision paralysis. And I think, you know, Tim is effectively putting his hand up and saying they would have continued to do nothing. Look, I think the state made a decision. It was a combination of a transport project and an urban renewal. And look, you can't cost all aspects of urban renewal. There's a confidence factor. There's a renewal factor. There's a social factor that we always thought the government was always confident that if we took that hard decision, that the payoffs would come in the end, but not necessarily all economic. Some of them are very important social renewal features of what we've done. So, I've looked at the report. I think it acknowledges that we got a lot right. It says, we should have done more community consultation. There should have been more business case work, if you like. But look, I'm very proud that we made that hard decision. We got past decision paralysis, and we are where we are heading today, and that is a new look city, and I think a great feel in the city.
I'd have to agree with you on that one. One of the comments made in the report is that not a lot of thought was put into the effect, and that, obviously a negative effect on many of the businesses that have been affected by the light rail construction. I think a lot more could have been done there, Scott.
Yeah, I also take you back to probably reports, particularly Herald reports back in 8, 9, 10, where the traders were calling out for renewal. They were angry. There was 150 empty shops. It was looking pretty grim. I don't think anybody would dispute that. I guess at the end of the day, when you do a major piece of infrastructure, there will always be disruption. Could you do it better? Most probably. But I'm equally proud that we got in, we did it, we stuck to budget, we stuck to the time period we're talking about, and so we're coming out the other end. And that's a lot better than many other parts of the state, I've got to say. So, we tried to work as best we could with everybody up and down the affected areas. We had the Small Business Commissioner in there. But equally, again, I just come back to, we were looking at decision paralysis going backwards, and it was a pretty sad state of affairs.
All right, but the fact that there was no business case does indicate that the government's taken a bit of a punt on this with a bit of a lick and a promise.
Yep. Absolutely. I think that's exactly right. We took a punt on it. We said, do we want to sit on our hands, do what's been done for the last 30 years, and that was essentially nothing, or do we plunge in, spend the money, and amend the project as we went along? We went wire-free, we went for more urban amenity and streetscaping, and saying, this is a punt. We took a political and, I guess, an urban renewal punt to say, we can't forecast everything here, but we do know if we do nothing that this place is going to continue to go backwards. So we had to plunge in, and I'll just come back to the point. I don't think you can ever cost everything to do with urban renewal. It's just not possible. You can cost the project, you can cost the light rail, you can cost all those things, but the benefits are hard to capture when you're doing a business case like that. And history will judge it well.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk to you in 10 years' time. We may not be here, but anyway, we'll see you on the first tram ride. But before you go, Scott, thank you for talking to us over the course of the year. Merry Christmas.
Yes,
and
will
we see you run for the seat of Maitland next year?
Look, I've had a number of people say, I should run in Newcastle, I should run in Maitland. I'm just taking a break with my wife and family over Christmas and just going to have a sit and think about that. Look, it's it's a, you know, some of those things are appealing, but equally, I think when you're out of politics, maybe the best thing to is to not look back and move on with your life. So, look, all that, I'll be thinking about that over the quiet period.